Dave Fanning on 2FM.
2FM. Now, on New Year's Eve, hackers struck the foreign exchange giant Travelex, forcing the company offline and stealing 5GB worth of customer data. That's a lot. Anyway, but this isn't any ordinary hack. The gang behind the attack struck the company with ransomware, and they're now demanding cash to give Travelex back access to their system. BBC News cybersecurity reporter Joe Tidy is with me now from London to explain what's been going on. So, Joe, welcome to the programme. Explain what's been going on. I mean, a disaster, I presume, for Travelex. How did it start?
Yeah, an absolute disaster. We're talking about thousands of, you've probably seen them in airports and on high streets, these kiosks that give you currency.
Yeah.
Thousands of those points are back to pen and paper. I've spoke to one of the employees just this morning who said that they are using calculators by hand and they're writing out manual receipts and people can't go and collect their currency they've ordered online. And it's not just Travelex, it's also the companies that rely on Travelex for currency. So we're talking about some big banks, especially in the UK. We're looking at HSBC, NatWest, Tesco Bank, Sainsbury's, all of these companies can also no longer offer currency online or fulfill online orders. And as you say, it all happened around New Year's Eve. That's when Travelex was first alerted by the hackers to this attack. But I've been speaking to the hackers and they tell me that, well, they claim, of course, we have to bear in mind these are cyber criminals, but they claim to have been inside the Travelex network for around the last 6 months. And they've been, as we know, with ransomware attacks, they've been quietly prodding and poking and looking for weaknesses in the system and downloading any valuable information. And then at a point of their choosing, which we believe was either the 30th or the 31st of December, they pressed a few buttons and encrypted the whole system, effectively blocking Travelex out of their network. And now they're demanding, at the moment, $6 million US dollars, £4.6 million. Unless they pay, they're going to delete the lot and they're going to sell the data online.
Okay, ransomware. Let's give a description of that. It is malware that typically kind of enables cyber extortion for financial gain. Obviously, that's what we have here. So what about like normal emails, normal web pages? Criminals can what? Can they hide links to ransomware in there?
Yeah, the number one way that, to be honest, almost every hack attack happens is that you are sent an email and you are tricked into downloading something. And when you download, it's called phishing. And when you download that file, there is code inside that file that allows the hackers to propagate throughout your network. And the really nasty types of malware, look, we're talking here, the gang is named after the malware, and we're talking about the Sodinikobi gang, or Reval as they're known. They have developed a very specific type of ransomware which is able to get you right inside a network and allow you to move all around the network freely. And it's very hard to detect if you're the company who's being victims of this. And as you say, it all starts with email, but it ends with a major problem for a company.
They claim, these people that you have talked to, that they have dates of birth, like credit card information, national insurance numbers, all in their possession. Do they?
Well, it depends on who you believe, because Travelex have said all along that they don't believe there's any evidence to say that that they give a very specific phrase, which I think is structured personal consumer data. And what they're saying is there's no evidence that the hackers have this, but the hackers have told me all along, I've been speaking to now for a couple of days, they've just severed communication with me earlier on this afternoon, but they have said, look, we've downloaded all this data. We don't care what Travelex are saying, because if Travelex don't pay us the money we want, we will simply sell that data online. And they say they've got 5 gigabits worth, which some computer experts tell me, if it's in plain text, that could be as many as 10 million customer records. I'll say once again, Travelex are disputing this. But if they have got what they say, the hackers reckon they could make $1 million.
But hold on, you say 5 gigabits of all this information. The company have been forced to operate with pen and paper, as you say as well, since the system went down. So the system did go down, right?
Well, the system didn't go down, actually. What happened is the system was encrypted. So effectively, they'd have got a message on the computer screen of almost every console in the company. This is what happens with a ransomware attack. And it would have said something like, you have been hacked. We have all your information. It's encrypted. The only way to get it back is to pay us and we will give you the decryptor key. And then it would have had some details of how to, you know, contact the hackers and get the money back. And that's how I've been able to contact them as well, through one of those victim portals, essentially, on the dark web. It's a place where you can go and they will effectively talk you through the process of how to pay them, because these companies, I've made the mistake of calling them a company, these criminal enterprises are run so almost professionally, if you like. The money they're making, they've got, you know, they've got the malware creators, they've got customer service or victim service representatives, they've got the people doing the phishing attacks, they've got people doing the money laundering. They're trying to make it as smooth as possible for you to pay them.
So would Travelex be prevented as we speak, even with their pen and paper, from dealing with files, applications, systems, etc.?
Yeah, according to what the hackers have told me, and we haven't had much from Travelex, they have been very tight-lipped across throughout this entire attack. But we understand that almost the entire system is encrypted. They are bringing some bits back up online as we speak, but it is devastating for the company. They are effectively unable to use any networked computers. And when we have had situations like these ransomware attacks in the past, I've covered lots of these cases, you have people physically running around offices, unplugging computers to try and stop the spread of the virus. But the fact is, the reality is, once you get that notice saying your files have been encrypted, they've been in for a long time, these hackers, and they've got what they want, and you are really, really at their mercy. And the only options you have are either rebuild the system from backups, if you have them, or pay them.
Okay, pay them would be 6 million in the next couple of days, maybe goes up to 12 million in a few days after that. So, like, what does it exactly mean in terms of payment? Is it in anonymous currency like Bitcoin?
It is, exactly, yeah. They demand it all is paid in Bitcoin, because it is traceable, but very, very hard to trace Bitcoin. It takes an incredible amount of computer power and police investigation. So they are effectively, it's an anonymous form of payment, and that's what they insist on being paid. And like you say, yes, it was $3 million, then it went to $6 million. I'm told it could go up to 12 very soon. And then once the time has gone, according to the hackers, they will delete the decryptor key, and they will sell the data, and that will leave Travelex in whatever position they're in.
I mean, you know, ransomware is, as I say, malware that typically enables cyber extortion for financial gain. And you say it's installed by you unwittingly opening emails and downloading something that you shouldn't have opened.
Yeah, that's it. As I say, almost all of these attacks start with an email, and it's simply a case of finding the right individual who has the right privileges and access on their computer. So, for example, you would want to email someone who's quite high up in a company, and you would somehow trick them into downloading a file, and in that file is the code that allows the hackers to get inside the network and then spread throughout the network.
Well, I presume ransomware is one of the faster growing forms of computer virus, is it?
It's a huge problem. The word crisis is bandied around a lot, but I'm starting to hear that word linked to ransomware now in the information security world, because we are seeing these huge companies, and it's not just private companies. In America in particular, we've had whole cities who've been brought to their knees, and they've been forced to pay hundreds of thousands. There was one, one US city, I think it might have been Baltimore, was hit quite recently. And it basically went down to a town hall meeting. Look, this is how much it's going to cost to repair our systems. We've got really important data that they've encrypted, like birth certificates and death certificates. Do we pay or not? And quite often, in a kind of a public body, so public money funded organization, they do decide to pay the hackers. And we've heard from the FBI and Europol in recent months that this is the worst thing you can do, essentially, because what it means is you're fueling an industry.
Yeah, exactly. And that's always in the movies with anything to do with that kind of thing, you know, if you pay. Yeah. But in the case of payment, what are the bad guys saying? I mean, like, they say we will delete, do they? And how the hell are we supposed to necessarily agree with that?
Well, this is part of the other problem as well. Not only when you pay the hackers are you fueling a criminal enterprise, you're also trusting them. And what the way it works with a lot of these well-run, if you want to call it that, criminal gangs, is they all say, right, to prove that we can unencrypt your files or decrypt them, you can send us a document that is currently scrambled, and we'll send it you back unscrambled. And that is some way of them proving that, you know, their service is real. And then what you do is you say, okay, here's the file, and they'll send it you back, and you'll think, oh, do we trust it? Okay, fine, let's go for it. Let's give them $3 million or $6 million, and then you just hope that the key they send back will work. And quite often we're hearing from law enforcement in particular that they don't always work, and quite often companies are left with maybe only 70% or 60% or 50% of their network. And of course, you can't go back to them and complain, because the hackers don't care.
But surely on the other side of that, Travelex should be saying, prove that you have, you know, dates of birth and credit card information and national insurance numbers. I'm not asking you to send everyone you've stolen, but send a few hundred. Do you know what
yeah,
I mean?
And I'm sure, I have no doubt that if they were in the process of talking to the hackers and negotiating this sort of thing, that would be happening. But no. Travelex won't tell me whether or not they have entered into any sort of form of negotiation with the hackers, and the hackers won't tell me whether or not Travelex are talking to them either. But I do know, and I've spoken to one of these companies, that there's an entire industry that's popped up around negotiating. I spoke to one outfit in Connecticut who specialise in negotiating between ransomware hackers and victims, and what they will do is they'll say, right, prove to me you've got what you say you've got, or we're not going to take it seriously. And actually, when I was speaking to the hackers, one of the things that I sometimes ask them is, can you send me a screenshot, you know, with just a few of the customer details so I can cross-reference them with Travelex to prove that you are who you say you are. But they have said all along, we don't care if they believe us or you believe us. This is what we've got, and this is the position we're in, and we've got them where we want them.
And we are talking to Joe Tidy, as in BBC News cybersecurity reporter, about this quite simply. Ransomware, is it something that companies can protect themselves from?
Yes, it is. It is difficult because, of course, the hackers are getting more and more sophisticated. Mm. They're going after bigger targets. They're more patient. They know they're going to get the big paydays, so they are spending longer trying to probe and prod their way into organizations. The number one way that companies can protect themselves, which is often cited as the weakest point of any company, is through the people. Because if you are tricked into clicking on a download link, then you have to have extremely good security to stop that. The number one way that you can secure yourself as a company is to educate your staff and your workers to say, look, you've got to be so questioning of every download that you take off the internet, because that is the way that they're getting in.
And just by the way, when you spoke to these people, or sorry, got in touch with these people, or, you know, did something with these people, did you sit down and have a cup of coffee with them?
No, sadly not. No, it does sound ridiculous, but I managed to find a victim link on the dark web, which is basically a live chat victim support, whereby the hackers have set this web page up and they talk to people live, like you would on, I don't know, Amazon or Tesco's online, whatever. You know, I'm talking to them and I'm asking them questions. And I told them straight away, look, I'm not a victim. I'm a journalist. This is what I'm working on. And to my surprise, they started replying. And we've been talking the last couple of days, and they've only recently severed the contact.
And this is Reval. So could I check up Reval and see where it might lead me? Or sorry, what was the other one you said? Southern Akibi?
Southern Akibi. That's the other name for the gang. So the gang call themselves the Reval Gang.
Where are they?
Capital E. Well, they are. We don't know. Is the bottom line answer? We don't know where this gang is, and we don't know whether or not this is a splinter cell that's using the ransomware of the gang, or whether or not it's the core gang. But we do know that they have been linked by some cybersecurity experts to another gang, the Gancrab Gang, which were linked to Russia.
Wow. So this one will we'll just keep our eyes out and see what happens with Travelex. I wonder what they will do over the next 48 hours. Okay, listen, it's been a real pleasure, Joe. Thank you very much indeed for talking to us. Joe Tidy, BBC News cybersecurity reporter and Travelex. Thanks a million, Joe.
Thank you. Dave Fanning on 2FM. 2FM.